your boy Joe Dirt, and you were tuning in the Dirty World on Blackout Radio. Now today I got Honey Red, the main stage ENT out of Fort Worth with me, and then I got the boy Stephen Milano of DBR Record Label out of H-Time. Well, right now, I just wouldn't feel right without doing this. Let's go ahead and get it started with yours truly, Joe Dirt, with House Party. Red, D-Model, straight out of Fort Worth, Texas. I believe she's on the line right now. Is that true? Honey Red, you there?
Sir, what's up? Can you hear me?
Yes, 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 we can hear you. How you doing today?
Shit, I'm doing all right, man. We're out here in Houston blasting live. What's going on, man?
This is Stephen.
This is Stephen Milano,
right?
With DBR Records.
Oh, man.
Straight out the H,
you
man.
Was just calling me. I didn't know you was in there, man. You was just calling me. What's good, brother?
Shit, I'm just out here listening to the station, man. I'm out here supporting it here in H-Town.
Already. Well, introduce yourself to the world for it, please.
Well, my name is Stephen Milano. I'm with DBR Record Label, and man, we're. I just got out, man. I'm out here trying to, you know, support Blackout Radio and just see what H-Town has to offer us, man. What's going on?
Well, we got
In detail what you got going on in DBR Records and how long DBR Records has been in publication and rocking and rolling.
All right, so DBR has been out since 2009. We normally work with Grammy Award winners, but we also help out the local artists whenever we're doing the Make It or Break It tour. We'll be doing that in June of this year. We hooked up with my homeboy Billy Fly, live ass dude.
Appreciate that.
Great
love.
Manager. A lot of people out here in H-Town. Got a good name for himself. Doing big things out here, man. So hopefully Billy can help us and show us around H-Town and get to the next level with DBR Records.
For sure.
You know, what's good with you guys, man?
Huh?
How about you,
what's
Joe?
What's going on with you guys?
Oh man, living and loving it out here in Texas as well, man. Just trying to see what's going on. So we got some things lined up with you guys coming up with DBR Records, the industry mixer. That's correct.
That's right.
Well, give people a little bit more insight of the vision that you have going down.
So with the industry, with you guys and us, we're going to do a red carpet here event here in Houston, Texas. We're going to invite a bunch of celebrities out and. We're gonna get some work in here in H-Town. So we're gonna get ready to push this magazine out further than it needs to be, or further than we can get it. Get our fans to support the red carpet that's gonna be coming with you guys and us here in H-Town, and you know, see what we can do. You know, I know Billy's got some new artists coming out. We got a new artist. His name is Revelo. He's locked up right now, but he'll be out pretty soon. And he's hot. He's a hot commodity, man. I haven't seen anybody like him yet. And I've been on tour looking for talent for a minute. And the guy is just on fire, man. So I just got a letter from him today, man. He's on fire. So you know, if you guys out there in the world got people in prison, man, that are locked up, man, support them, write them, send them money, do what you got to do, man. Them people, they don't belong there, man. They need to come out. They need to come home.
Most definitely. You know, we've actually featured an inmate that's incarcerated in Atlanta in a previous issue of Verbs Up magazine. I believe that's the same one Tigger Merk was in, if I'm not mistaken, in number 9. So yes, we definitely support. Okay, awesome. Yeah. We definitely support those incarcerated. 100%. definitely feel where you're coming from with that one on that, see?
Yeah. So you guys just anybody out there, man, if y'all need to contact DBR or Billy or any of you, just hit us up on Facebook, man, so we can get some work in. We look forward to really working with the local artists here in Houston, man. We're really gonna open up the doors this coming year. So we can try to get some music heard, get them exposed. I know that China's an opening market for us and for Billy, and we're going to see what we can do. I don't want to speak too much about that, but I want y'all to know that something in the work is pretty big and it's open and it's going to happen. So with the smart minds, you know, going to have some good work in.
I want to publicly thank Stephen Milano he helped my daughter years ago, man, with his media channel and his record label while she was aspiring to be a movie producer, which she's a movie producer now living in Hollywood. So I want to thank Mrs. Milano for giving my daughter Ashley Kemp her first shot.
Man, I remember Ashley, man. She was live, man. I liked how she took control over the whole production. She was good, man. So I remember her strong ability, and me and my partner were like, man, we need to keep this girl. But she had bigger ideas and bigger things and was good. It was good for her. It worked out for everybody, man. I'm going to do a shout-out right now to my cousin, Marsha. Man, girl's been live, holding me down on everything, man. So I want the world to know that girl's live.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, so we got a lot of things going. We got a lot of things in motion right now. We got a lot of things planned for up and coming this year, as well as long term, man, with Stephen Milano. So we have movie rom scripts getting written right now. We already got the locations and everything. We getting it all together, man. We got our artists. Stephen Milano with DBR Records also has a Make It or Break It tour. And that goes national. That goes all 50 states. And y'all welcome to submit your music to Stephen Milano and DBR Records. You can contact him via Facebook and all other social media platforms. And we're also linking up with that industry party that's going to link up with Verbs Up Magazine with Joe Dirt. And we're going to have a big industry party. It's going to be a big show out in Houston, Texas. So, man, y'all just be prepared, man. We're doing work. We're putting in a lot of work and a lot of passion behind it. So it's the real deal. So y'all just be tuned. Stay tuned.
Man, I know Blackout Radio is going to be there out there for us, right, Blackout?
That's for sure.
Y'all
going to
come out there for us?
Definitely.
Blackout will be in the house.
Definitely.
Blackout Radio will be in the house.
I know Blackout goes. Definitely, definitely. So, Ticket, do you have any questions for Steven?
Yeah, where actually were you incarcerated at, and how long have you been out?
Man, I've been everywhere. See, I went to the Jordan unit. I went to Pampa. I went to the Limo unit. That's in where's that? Damn, I don't even know what town that's in. They had me locked up everywhere. I went to the Walls unit. But, man, I'm going to tell you, I met a lot of people out there, man, that don't belong in prison. I met some good, smart people too, man. Some bad people as well. But all the same, you know, I just got out 3 weeks ago, and I'm running the street. I'm going hard, man. I linked up with, like I said, Billy Fly. What's that?
Yeah, let me ask you this. While you was incarcerated, how did you stay active in doing your music and promoting?
Well, what I did was I have a team. We have a board of people that keep it going. So even if I'm out, if I'm gone, I still work over the phone. So any decisions that had to be made, we talk over the phone, or we write, and anything that needed to be said, we discussed it over the phone, and then you know the team took off with it. So, but it always stayed alive. We're good.
That's what's up.
Already. So before we go deep into that, I do have a question, Stephen. What actually encouraged you to do music and to stick with it?
I think the determination that I have inside me already at anything that I do, but I see so many people that have so much talent that really don't know how to move around or to get their music heard or to get the right avenues of connections to try to get exposure. So when I started getting that myself, I started deciding that it's probably easier for me to give that back to them. And it started to work. So as it worked, I seen that helping people get their music heard or we started building avenues, places in New York City, roads just to get them out, to get their music heard out there. It just worked. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that it worked and how happy people were and how much people needed to be heard and it wanted to be heard, I just stuck with it. That kind of kept me motivated to keep me moving and to continue to keep trying to keep an open avenue for these people. So it's the response, it's the people that and how they act whenever we do help them that keeps me motivated, keeps me moving.
Okay, most definitely. Billy, can y'all got any more questions for him?
I just want him to feel free to let everything out that he wants to let out and promote everything that he needs to promote. Could you expound more on your artist that's locked up right now?
Revelo is, man, he's just something different. I never expected that guy right there to ever be a great songwriter. Even if he couldn't rap, he's an incredible songwriter, writes great hooks. He's very talented. So I know he's from San Antonio. His family is out there, and this year I know he'll be coming home. We're going to get him booked with you guys, hopefully, to do his first interview with you guys, Blackout Radio, he's on fire. He's ready, man. He's ready to do something. So I'm grateful to at least bring him out to Houston and back to New York City.
Okay, for sure.
As soon as he gets out, we'll have that cover in Birds Up magazine, and we'll have that interview on Blackout Radio. So we'll be ready.
On fire. On fire, man. I want to do a shout out to eBiz magazine also, man. They're just like Verb magazine.
Sure.
You know, they're doing everything for the people too and the streets, man. So you know, keep spinning on them.
Really? Well, we appreciate you, Carolyn and Steven, and also before you go, can you let the people know how to get a hold of you so they can, you know, take advantage of these opportunities you got going down at DBR Records?
Man, you can hit me up two ways, man. Get to Billy Fly, hit him up, man. Or, you know, find us on Facebook at dbrrecordlabel.com. Anything with Steven Milano on, it's going to have me on there, man. So you can hit us up in those few ways. I appreciate you, man.
Also,
I appreciate you, Black.
You can also Google him. Google Steven Milano.
DBR
Records.
Steven Milano DBR, and you'll get everything you need.
Really? Well, no doubt, man. We appreciate you having you on the show, Steven. And, man, we can't wait. We can't wait for these upcoming events we have going on with you, with us here at Dirty World, Blackout Radio, and Burbs Up Magazine. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot to go around, man. We can't wait to get your artists out there and get a whole lot of other artists out there that are listening. There are opportunities available, so take advantage. This man has plenty. Even though he just got out, he ready to work. So let's get it in, man. Steven, we appreciate your time.
Appreciate y'all's support, man. Y'all have a good day. Bye.
No doubt, G.
Peace.
You too. All right. Now, before we roll into this first song, I do want to take one caller. Is there a caller on the line?
415-374.
Yo, what's up? Blackout Radio. This is OMF from San Francisco. What's up, Joe Dirt? What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
What up?
Yo, man, I'm just chilling, just checking out your supporting Blackout Radio and your show. Just marinating on soaking up this game that y'all doing on Blackout Radio and supporting and loving it, that we brothers out here doing things for brothers out there that's in the prison system, you know what I'm saying, and helping brothers that's trying to come up in the game and teaching them how to get in the game. That's what it's all about. Each one teach one. What we know, we owe. What's up, man?
Already. Oh, man, Pep. So, how you been, man? How's life out there in San Fran?
Man, we all locked down out here in San Francisco, man. So, but otherwise than that, man, I'm going to be joining the Blackout Radio family starting April 8th, you know. You know what I'm saying? So So they shut down my television show because of the virus and everything. So I had to go another avenue. So Eddie Powell blessed me with allowing me to have a podcast on Blackout Radio, because I've been a Blackout Radio supporter for for like 3 or 4 years, and without Black Eyed Radio, there wouldn't have been no OMS. So I'm just back,
absolutely,
you know, same thing. So I'm back and doing a hip hop, doing a show, doing the same thing I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, giving people that's not well known and the supporters that supported my TV show to promote their stuff and talk about hip hop, you know what I'm saying? And it's not a debate show or nothing like that. It's just everybody having a voice, you know what I'm saying? And just talking about hip hop and where they see it's going and where it should go and where it's gonna be and everything.
Most
definitely. Just your opinion, and, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's about, you know what I'm saying? And helping brothers, you know what I'm saying? Just carrying on the dream. That's what's up, man. So that's what
most
I'm
definitely
doing. I'm getting ready to. I'm look forward to having my mixtape out that's coming out. I'm working on that. You know, I'm working on my my CD that's been a long time coming, What Happened to Hip Hop, you know, that's going to be coming out. So I want to look forward to that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
I just love
for sure.
That. So I love that your brother's out here doing your thing, man. And I'm going to get
one question, brother.
Sure.
In your opinion, what do you think is going on in hip hop, and what's your opinion on what hip hop is doing and offering the world right now?
Okay, what I think hip hop is, I don't think hip hop is what it was when. I mean, it's not. I don't think the stuff that's being put out is hip hop, true hip hop to me. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, I feel it's like disrespecting our culture, disrespecting our business. It's a bad role model. It's not influenced by young people to do the right thing. I think it's pop music, really. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a hater. I'm not a problem with making your money, but I just think it's embarrassing. We just not putting out music that's our people as far as Black people understand. And it's a disrespect to our women, it's disrespect to our culture, it's disrespectful. And not putting out anything that's productive, you know what I'm saying? It's not teaching our young people, making it a better place for our young people. And it's not showing negativity, and I just don't like that hip hop is a joke, really, to me. I just watch, you know, this reality shows and everything. It's not showing the true essence of what Black people is all about, where we came from. That's my problem with hip hop. It's just disrespectful to me. It's not an art no more. It's just about money and doing, and it's just showing negativity, really. It's not showing no positivity at all. And it's not influencing the young people. I'm not talking with hip hop. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is to me. It's not hip hop, it's about music to me.
Understandable, yeah, man. These days,
from the era, huh?
Yeah,
I come from the era of Rock Cam and KRS-One and Public Enemy, you know what I'm saying, Heavy D, you know what I'm saying? I come from that era, you know what I'm saying? And it's just an embarrassment. I basically don't even listen to it no more. And it's just not hip-hop. R&B, I mean, the music industry is a joke now. You don't have to have talent no more. It's a bunch of computerized stuff and people stubborn. They're just putting anybody out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the people that could really have rap skills and rap flow and talent is not making money. We should be all eating. Hip hop is about us all eating, and we ain't all eating, and that's my problem.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Okay. Not to cut you short, OMF, but I do have another guest on the line. right now. So I appreciate you calling in. Can you let the people know where they can reach you at?
You can reach me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter as OMF Posse, and you can hit me up on that. Like I said, I'll be my podcast is gonna start on April 8th, the second week in April, every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So,
okay.
I'm just.
What's up?
So, I'm just.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you calling OMF, man, but I got to let you go. I got to let you go, brother. I appreciate you calling in. And make sure y'all tune in when he drops in April. Make sure you keep it clean.
Okay.
There's a dirty world out there.
Yeah.
100. All
right. You too, my brother. Take care.
You too. All right. So I believe we have Honey Red, the model, on the line. Honey Red, you there?
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Honey Red, I got my co-host Billy Fly and Tigger Merc with me. Tigger Merc, y'all, this Honey Red out of Funky Town.
Honey Red,
hey, yo.
Honey Red, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
So, Honey Red, can you introduce the world to yourself, please?
I am Miss Honey Red, the model. I'm 30 years old. I'm from Dallas, and I just like to have fun.
You just like to have fun. So, what made you get into modeling?
I used to watch America's Next Top Model and look at them take all the little pretty pictures, and I was like, okay, well, I want to be like that. So I just went for it.
Okay. So, how long have you been modeling?
Since 2012, but ever since I had my baby in 2014, I had to stop for a little bit, and then I picked it back up a couple years ago.
Okay. So, what do you have lined up? Do you have any big shoots coming? Any? Do you act also, or do you just strictly model?
We have some events coming up. We have one where there's a magazine in April.
Yes, Highlights Magazine.
Award show to come through, come to.
Okay.
And we also have a big photo shoot this Saturday.
Okay, definitely. Now, can you tell the people where it is they can actually book you at for you know, if they're looking for, like, what type of modeling do you do exactly?
Print modeling.
Print. So do you any runway or just print modeling, just publications?
We're working on the runway.
You're working on the runway, definitely.
Yes.
I want to see that walk on the runway.
Y'all got any questions for Honey Red?
Yeah, I would like to ask, is there anything, any advice you can give any up-and-coming artists or models, any up-and-coming models, of the dangers, of the ups, the pros and the cons in the industry of modeling?
All I could say is to every model, every woman, if this is what you want to do, if this is your dream, go for it. Don't never let nobody tell you that you can't, because can't is not a word. You always can and you will. That would be my advice.
Great advice. Tigger, you there? I don't know. I guess he probably fell out. But anyway, well, we appreciate you.
Hey, you hear me now, bro?
Calling. Yeah, okay. I was wondering. I was like, wait a minute. I don't want to. Tigger, you got
my bad. I got one question. How do you? You say you got kids. Do you got daughters or sons or what?
I have a son. I have one.
You got it. Okay. With you being a model and you having a son, how do you cope with, I don't know how old your son is right now, But in the future, you know, you being a model, he's eight. Okay. How are you going to be able to tell him? How are you going to be able to tell him in the future about how women are subjected as being models and video vixens and stuff like that when he gets older? Because I know you've been through some things as being a female model, and people want you to do subjective things and take subjective pictures and have a certain image. What do you want to tell other females and males about stuff like that? You being a mother, from a mother's point of view.
Oh, that's a pretty good question. I honestly hadn't thought about that because I just can't stand to see him get older. But I know it's coming. But I mean,
right.
Right now, he knows that I do photo shoots. He can understand a little bit. So sometimes I just take him with me just so he can see what it's like. Now, I'm always fully clothed, so I can't speak for other mothers.
Yeah. But, okay, what advice would you have for other models coming up that you know, you got some models that don't mind doing subjective layouts and photo shoots, and you got some that do mind. If for the ones that do mind and only want to do, like, certain kind of, put out a certain kind of image, what advice would you have for them?
I would tell them keep it classy and simple. It's okay to be sexy, and it's okay to show a little skin. Just don't show all of your skin.
Well, that's real talk.
That's what's up. That's a great answer. That's a great answer. So,
thank you.
Okay, before we let you go, can you tell us where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years modeling?
In the next 5 to 10 years modeling, I see myself like either coaching other girls on how to model or just advancing my career, like rocking my own brands and not just my brands, everybody else's brands too, like Fashion Nova, Adidas. That's where I see myself in 5 years.
Okay, awesome. Can you tell the people one more time where it is they can find you at and how they can get a hold of booking you?
Okay, my booking information is msc15booking@gmail.com, and you can find me on Facebook as Honey Red, HoneyRedD, and my Instagram is Miss Honey Red.
Sure, the same exact way. Exact same way. Well, we appreciate you traveling in and sharing your information for all those inspiring models out there, and we can't wait. Hopefully, well, I know in very coming soon we will be featuring you also in Verge magazine, so we will be bringing you to the worldwide underground as well.
Okay.
Definitely. Well, we appreciate you for your time, and as always, keep it clean because it's a dirty world out there.
They got Corona on the corner.
All the way around the corner. Around the corner and up the
boy,
street. You stay safe, best friend, man. Appreciate you calling.
You too. Thank you.
No doubt. Networking is all about. Hey, man, so, fellas, how y'all doing today? I know I asked y'all that already.
Oh, man.
I'm just playing Call of Duty with the wife.
Yeah. Y'all got any specific topics y'all want to bring up on these callers so we bring up on the line so they know what we about to hit them with? Y'all just want to hit them with some.
Man, I tell you, I'm ready to hear some freestyling artists that are promoting their music independently or however they putting it down. But I'm ready for one of the 5 artists to call in right now.
Ooh, say no more. We're going to take a caller right now.
252-7252,
what it do?
Maintaining. Resonate from P-Town, Plummer, North Carolina. From now,
what
T. You know what I'm saying?
Up,
peace to the gods of earth. Peace to the hip-hop nation. Peace to the whole globe.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? You know, the generation, things of that nature, you know.
Good.
You know, we are a nation within a nation. We've got to also be safe out here, man, about this coronavirus shit. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But, you know, that's the main that priority right there. You know what I'm saying? Home safety, environment safety, all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. But I've written this new rhyme, son. I know I just heard one of y'all say you don't want to hear somebody spit some metaphors. I got a little something
Billy
for
Fly
you.
Billy Fly ready to hear, man. Right. Billy Fly ready to hear.
Check it. When I rhyme
now,
like this,
suck,
I got you.
If you suck, I'm going to tell you.
I got you. No, I'm going to do this right here. When I rhyme like this, my rhymes come out of my mouth, delivering fire, the light, the blazing, the sun, blazing, the burning, the light, fire, the brimstone. I got more flames, lines to throw, more verses. My mind is corrupted, divine, came no lava from a divine, came no mouth. Grand God got more lava, the harder than fire, the flame rhymes. Blotted the rhyming, because I'm hip hop, because I'm hip hop. Hakito, the fruits of the chamber, we don't stop, girl. Hakito, we always rock, because I'm hip hop, because I'm hip hop. Hakito, the fruits of the chamber, we don't stop. To rep that true and living hip hop, to give y'all that raw, pure former hip hop of an original pure line, original mental and physical, if it's biting and both minded, the body and ass of the soul and approval of the law of body, a lyrical soul, control the up of a lyrical bond, dropper, don't fade artists who not hot, or that your uncle Tom rapper, the flow does not sound raw, spitter does not sound right, so get your rhyme right, y'all not dead, live or raw, hard, live on the more, live or the like, alive while you're alive, and again, fade artists who came in into the rap game, that a lot of you rapper, the fade artists who was in the rap game, whack. Not kicking in the bass with my, that's not hip hop, that's fake hop or gay hop. This is hip hop, custom hip hop, and that I don't start rocking at the flow, landing in the lines down with man, skipper for war. Time to that y'all cannot get put to my style or to my flow. So, I got a little something. But this is a little something I'm working on right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
I got it. I'm gonna do something from the top of my dome real quick. I'm gonna come with something super top from the head. When I look inside my intelligent thought, I realize I'm just a black, original black man, a walking, taught, breathing life each and every day.
Can you feel the energy?
Can you feel the energy like the sun, heat from the solar energy? As I take this terrific speed of a light speed, sparking up everything all around me, 186,000 miles per second. I strike 20 minutes and 8 seconds. The enemy, these fake heads, try to talk like they know the lead. The lead that I stand on the ass, they only spare knowledge. The knowledge of the black man, standing on the firm of this useful land, using 23 million square miles of this land, spitting scientifics. You snake cats, nigga, you can't get with it. You get your head taken so fast, so get with it. Cause I be splitting straight razor, blazer, sharp bar. All praises due to our law, you walk bar. I'm a hip hopper, true and living God. True and living MC, you devil can't fuck with me. I don't mean to use profanity. I'm striving to be all politic, cause you devil nigga can't even politic. I'm straight down maintain. So in the pool, how did God knock out your snake flames? Brighten on my style.
Yo, not to cut you short, brother, but I want to give time for some other stylists.
I'm
going to
give.
No flows you got.
I rep from the Future Chamber, son, from the Hell Keto label, and one of the new members, from my boy Dalar, you know what I'm saying, my Aya Light, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, understanding years ago, I went to the Million Man March the second time, and I did my first poetry, you know what I'm saying? I did an acapella with the God. The God got up with me like 3 months later. They said, yo, man, come get down with the Hell Keto brothers. So I did it like that. So, you know, I'm just... the partner of the Hakito around the P-Town. My Facebook is Honest Scholar Law Barrel. You can find me there. You know what I mean? You may see some posts about me and the God, that law, and a post on myself. Well, you know,
for
know
sure.
what I mean? So,
for
you
sure.
know, also, you know what I'm
for
saying?
Sure.
I'm going to shout out to the whole Wu-Tang family. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole Keto Army, Black Knight, Sons of Man, You know what I mean? To the whole brothers. I mean, I'm going to shout out to all the two
Olympics, man. For sure.
I ain't going to hold y'all brothers, so, man. I know y'all got things y'all got to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, for sure. But, man, we appreciate you calling in, man. But, as always, keep the pain.
I meant to say this, too, though. I got to go up back in this damn room. I got all three songs down, man. I got about, like, five songs I'm about to put down. I'm going to get back up with y'all unless y'all hear this shit. All
right,
knowledge, God. Peace.
100. Caller.
443554.
204.
My name is Rail.
What's going on?
Talk to me.
What's going on? Where you from?
I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, originally, but I currently reside in Atlanta, Georgia. So.
Okay. What you got going on, man? Talk to us.
What you want? You want a 16 from me? Or I give you
a quick 16? Well, a quick 8. Spit a quick 8. We ain't got time for a 16. Spit a quick 8.
Okay. Here we go. Stepping into a new millennium. Getting Fisher folks. I had to kick it though. Everyone was listening, but this is just for illicos. I had to tell everybody to get off of the different notes that you were thinking that you had on. That's why everybody talking about the bad homie, because they don't understand what they're listening to. That's why they had to go back, catch the bait for the fisherman's food. I get with the proof. Everybody hating what they coming and they say, hey man, he really spitting with two. What you mean? I get everybody else proceeds because they don't have no profits that can get proceeds. They don't know me. I'm just another cat from the old streets. Everybody trying to get in the bag like groceries. I know these enemies coming at a prosperous. That's why they're singing they ain't got to spit a lot of shit.
Fellas,
and I like that Philly flow, man. I love that Philly flow, man. They always come with hot substance, man. And they always keep the knowledge in it, man. I like that flow.
Yeah, man. Appreciate
it. For sure, you'll take
it. You already know. That's a brotherly, city of brotherly love. Yeah. So I got to give him love.
Show it to everybody, man. I appreciate y'all.
Shout out to Gilly. The cast.
You say what?
How can the listeners get in touch with your music, man? How can they find your music?
Right now they can connect with me on Instagram. My Instagram is rel_cramo. That's rell_cramo. Get in touch with me with that. They can also get in touch with me through my email address, relnichols1@gmail.com. RELLNICHOLS1@gmail.com.
Okay, one quick question for you before we let you go, brother. What made you make the move from Philly to Atlanta?
My father was in the military, I'm a military child. Also served in the military myself for 3 years. So I wanted to support the family and support my country as well.
What do you feel about this coronavirus going on right now, brother?
Coronavirus, I feel like it won't go away unless we listen to the rules. Like, I understand both sides of the spectrum. On one end, it's like a lot of people don't want to live in fear, but at the same time, we can't go nowhere unless you're being able to, like, listen to authorities. Social distancing, practice that strong. Because at the same time, it won't go nowhere if everyone's still doing the opposite.
Good response. Good response. But before we let you go, here's my take on it. Diseases are one thing, scientifically known to man, that's virtually impossible to get rid of. The question I have is, how is staying inside going to make this go away?
If this is the expanded strain of the flu,
the flu never goes away. It just goes away when the weather subsides. So you're going to keep everybody inside until it warms up. It's not possible. Society would basically shut down. It's in itself. But scientifically, it is impossible for a disease or any type of illness, whether it's human-born or coming from the earth itself, it just doesn't just go away because you stay inside. It's still going to be there when you go outside, waiting on you. That's just my take on it. That's just my take on it. Man, definitely, we appreciate you calling in, man. I hate to rush you off the line, but we got to take a couple more calls before we get into this music, man. Most definitely, keep clean out there, man, because it's the Rona. Rona around the corner.
I understand.
Corona around the corner. They got Corona on the corner, man. Y'all stay safe out there, brother.
Y'all got Lysol bottle?
Oh man, Lysol, bleach, I bleached everything down, Fabulous with everything. We straight. I'm good. Y'all good over there, man? Y'all straight?
Hey, you got a spare, man? I might need a spare, too, you know.
Already, already. Already, man. If I do, I'll let you know, man. But I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you for having me on the show.
No doubt, no doubt. 100.
100 and much love, bro. Peace.
All right, next caller.
870-826. 870. Hey,
what's happening?
What's happening? Joe Dirt.
What's good?
Black Dirt, rest the family. What's happening? It's your boy, Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, and Hustlers Never Sleep, Buddha Hype Promotion, man. Just listening to the show, man. Listen to the ether, light the stage. I feel a lot of heat. Salute the brothers. Salute all my nation. My nation, brothers, I was in D.C. too. Went from Texarkana, Texas, all the way to D.C., down there in the movement. I went the second time. I didn't go the first time because it was hard for us black folks to get down at the time because they were trying to stop us to get together and work together. But anyway, make a long story short, we don't take it to another level. I just called in and listened to the show, man. Man, just start praying for everybody, man. Like you say, this stuff is real. You know what I'm saying? And just try to, you know what I'm saying, go by the rules and keep everything going, man, and stay in unity. Don't lose your mind. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, for sure. For sure. Well, we appreciate you calling in, man. Before you go, let the people know how they can get a hold of you.
All right. It's Buddha Ali with Zone 24 TV. Check us out on Facebook. Zone 24 TV on the blast. On Facebook, man, you know what I'm saying? Check us out. You know what I'm saying? Also, check us out on True Rest Radio, King Scratch DJ Heavy Love, man. Shouts out to Black Tear for pulling us together to make that happen, too, man. So we got the West Coast Fire Jumper with King Scratch from NWA, the first DJ of NWA with Dr. Dre, EZ, and Ice Cube, and my big cousin DJ Heavy Love, man, the king of East Texas, man, doing the thing. Hey, man, you
sure.
Check me out there. That's where I be at. I covered Oklahoma, Texas. That's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma, man. Number one promoter in the business. Been out here for years. TV show, too. And, hey, we control the streets below level and above level. So, hey, I'll let you, boy. I'm with you all the way, man. Shout out to Dirt, excuse my man, and Black Tear and the host, man. I just tuned in. Sorry about the delay, but I'm here with y'all, man. Godspeed.
Godspeed.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate your support and for tuning in.
Hey, always, for life. Much love. Peace.
100. Keep it clean. All right, y'all. We got time for one more call. Where we at?
Next call.
315-708.
315, you're live.
Hello.
What's
doing
going down?
Tonight?
All right, all right. How about yourself?
I'm trying to stay safe. You know, Rona
Peace,
out
please.
There.
Corona on the corner.
Yeah,
Corona's on
safe.
The corner and also knocking at your door.
Okay, Queen, one question. First question. Do you think it's necessary to wear the PPE, protective, personal protective equipment, like a mask and gloves? How important do you think that is?
Oh, I think it's very important. I mean, when I go to the grocery stores, I always get the wipe down the handle. But right now, it's really important because a droplet, you can, somebody sneeze and the droplet is on you. And it's going to go to your face or your hands first.
Mm-hmm.
So, I believe all that stuff is very important.
Y'all heard that. Y'all, she said it's very important to wear that PPE out there. Very, very.
Yeah.
Only got week and a half left of this mandatory quarantine, so PPE is required. Is there anything else you want to tell the fans before I let you go tell the listeners?
Well, I'm calling in tonight because I am, well, my name is Angela Davis, and I am hip-hop mm-hmm. legend Positive K manager. And right now we are looking for female lyricists to join our exclusive campaign. What we need you to do is go to Poz K TV on YouTube, download the exclusive instrumental track, and then post your video using hashtag exclusive campaign and hashtag rock the bells SXXM.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
If they didn't get it, say it for one more time in case they didn't hear it.
Okay. You go to Poz K TV on YouTube, download the exclusive instrumental track, and then post your video up on using the hashtag exclusive campaign and rock the bells SXXM.
Most definitely. For those female artists that are listening and who don't know who Positive K is, Ms. Davis, can you please inform them who he is?
Oh, he is the only one that had that Grammy song single back in the early 90s, I Got a Man. What Your Man Got to Do with Me.
Okay.
And also he has the single with MC Light. Excuse Me, Miss. I'm Not Having It.
That's what's up. That's what the true legend in the game. Pioneer.
Yeah.
True. Shout out Positive K.
Yeah. And speaking of Poz, I would like for him to, you know, call and do an interview with you guys.
Most definitely. I will get in contact with you after the show. I know Black Tip did send me information. I believe it was Monday, but I've just been so busy. But I'll try to get a hold of you this afternoon so we can go ahead and get that lined up.
Oh, okay.
Most definitely.
Yeah, because I got a lot of questions. I got a lot of questions for Positive K. A lot.
You do?
A lot of questions.
Well, he'll be ready.
Most definitely.
Be ready to answer all your questions.
Most definitely. Well, we appreciate you calling in, Ms. Davis. And as always, keep it clean. Cause wait. Tell the people where they can find you at before I let you go.
Okay, you can find me on Facebook, Angela Davis. I have two pages. Also on Instagram is Ange Dukes. That's ANGDUKES.
There you go. And as always, Ms. Davis, I hate to let you go.
Thank you for those positive vibes, Ms. Davis.
Keep it positive. Hey, you know, the rolling around the corner, keep it clean, Ms. Davis.
Yes, I am. I'm going to leave Rona outside.
leave it at that. Appreciate the time.
Yeah. Yep. And you guys have a wonderful night.
You too, Ms. Davis.
You too, Queen. Bless you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I've been holding on to this song all night long. I'm waiting on to play it. You know, I guess I'm going to go ahead and play it then. This right here is Lil Keisha Homage featuring Shauna, formerly a DTP.
Remember watching your videos on the TV screen. I was hella geeked, another chick finna go just like me. It was motivation from here we go, what's your fantasy? Instead of competing, I grabbed a pen and it became a beat. Face adversity, I'm built different, I can manage. Had to lose my whole team I was with, they can handle it. The fact a girl was winning before them, the love was counterfeit. Now them guys dead to me. get them candles lit. Tunnel vision, get back in my bag, I had to refocus. Drop desk and tag your name in it, hoping that you notice. Honestly, it didn't mean nothing. Eventually, people gon' start seeing how I'm coming. You seen something real in me, that's why I f*** with you. Keep my circle small, I only trust a few. I am what the game been missing, no need to pick and choose. Why can't it be multiple bitches winning and not just you? No, that wasn't the target you. If you ain't got the fat slim waist, you get ridiculed. Radio niggas, they won't play just to play you. Tell me where the love at, shit ain't got no loyalty. I try to turn these bitches to queens and show them royalty. I came from the bottom where the floor be. Look at me now, picture me rolling, I'm in 4 feet. Ain't no turning back, I gotta get it now. I told them that I'm up next, what are they next? Give me that crown.
And it's a damn shame, bitches can't keep it the way it's supposed to be. I done helped bitches get on, that ain't close to me. Either way, I stayed on my grind, kept the focus, making sure them labels stayed on my line. Put the city on my back, I felt the weight on my spine. The looter hit me like, what up? I told him, where do I sign? Now I'm on 106 in Park, standing all on the couches, throwing up my middle finger to the people that doubt it. But when I stopped and look around, it ain't nothing but niggas. I'm like, damn, where all my bitches at? Let's get to these figures. So I hit a couple lines, like, what's happening, what up? And they just hit me with a vibe, like they don't give a f-. See, it's one thing about these that you don't understand. They just out to get this money, they ain't lending no hand. So I told them before, and I tell them again. If you ain't about the team, then you ain't in the plan. Let's get this money, yeesh.
That's giving right there. Good track right there. Now, before we go, fellas, is there anything y'all want to tell the people, the listeners?
Billy, yeah, this your boy, yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Billy, yeah. Here with you, man. We rocking, man. We rocking, bro.
Okay, yeah, all the thing I want to say is, man, everybody needs to be safe out there. Regardless of how you feel about the coronavirus, whether you think it's too much or not doing enough, just protect you and your family. Protect what's going on in your household and stay safe. That's all I can say, really.
And I want to thank Mr. Stephen Milano with DBR Records for tuning in with us, man, giving his outlook on his industry and everything. And we do have big things going on. Y'all can look forward to big things going on this industry party. The movement is too real to be fly. Movie coming soon, straight out of Houston, Texas. Too real to be fly. Song that Billy Fly just did with K Reno. K Reno is like the global goat to me. It's my opinion, but I think it's the truth.
Shout out to K Reno.
K Reno, I want to shout out to Wealthy Records and GTV Vodka. That's the sponsor of Cash Money. I work with them also. We do a lot of promotions, and we throw a lot of events nationwide, man. So I want to give a shout out to GTV Vodka also.
Already. Well, man, I want to give a shout out to the both of you, my co-host Billy and Tigger, man. Without you guys, you know, well, y'all make this show a hell of a lot better. I'm gonna just make it that way. I appreciate you, Black Tear. Appreciate you all the listeners, callers, everybody who does, don't, and do. However you feel, like Tigger said, however you feel about it, just stay safe. It don't matter if it's too much or not enough. Just be safe. Shout out to Steve Milano, Honey Red, OML Posse, all the everybody that called in, everybody that was on the line waiting. We apologize, but you could be sure to tune in to us on Monday at 2:00 p.m. That's Central, 3 Eastern. You know your time zone. Yeah.
Everybody submit your music to this dirty world, man, because it's a dirty world out here, man. The corona is on the corner, but y'all could entertain the world and the nation with y'all music, man. So submit that to Joe Dirt and get your music in, and if it's jamming, we're going to play the thing.
We're going to play it like it ain't nothing else to do, because obviously it ain't. Man. Hey, from this side to your side. From this side to your side, man. We appreciate your time and tuning in with Joe Dirt, Tigger Merc, and Billy Fly with us here at the Dirty World on Blackout Radio. We'll holler at you. But wait a minute. I got one more track. Let me find it.
Come on with it.
And I was holding on to this one, too. I was holding on for this one, too. I'm going to go ahead with Keith the Artist. Let's Fall in Love. I had to do it, y'all. I had to throw
that.
Yeah, you can finally get your ass up on this one. Alright, this is more than a song, really. Hey, this is just a song. Sky High. Follow me, alright, yeah. Follow me tonight, yeah. All I need is life, yeah. Hold on to me tight, you may be the wife. Looking like the type to me, come meet me in the sky. Come up, you get in the wheel, yeah. Okay, we pursuing other shit. Do your dance, do your dance. Bet your daddy, I'm the bitch, your hand looking so beautiful. It's looking like you stuck with me. Sick, crumb kissing, fly when I'm whipping. Thick, grown and pretty.
Yeah.